Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we get a presidential address tonight, 8 p.m. You'll hear it live here on 97.1 FM Talk. NBC and ABC are not carrying it. We know that at this point. That's kind of been breaking here in the last half hour or so. Here's a question from the briefing today. Carolyn was back from maternity leave. I think she indicated she'd been working for a couple of weeks, but this is the first briefing.
Why is the president unable to let this go?
Well, first of all, Garrett, I think part of the problem is that the media has refused to acknowledge that tens of millions of Americans across the country share the concerns of this president about the sanctity of our elections. And your premise of your question, you're jumping ahead to a conclusion in this speech before even hearing it yourself. I think that everyone should tune in tonight, including the people in this room, and you should report on the president's speech and the findings that he is going to reveal in this speech with a little bit of honesty and a little bit of integrity, because it will shock you if you have an honest eye listening to the president tonight, and everything he is saying will be backed by facts and by evidence that will be provided this evening. And again, Garrett, again, I think all Americans, Democrat, Republican, should agree that we are the greatest country in the history of the world. We should have the safest and most secure elections in the history of the world. And what the president will be speaking about tonight will show you that perhaps that is not the case, and we need to make some adjustments moving forward, including the Save America Act.
Okay, well, I support the Save America Act. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to keep an open mind about tonight. I'm not someone who is a big election denier, and I don't want to relitigate what happened in 2020. Now, if there's stuff that comes forward here that's interesting, and, you know, she was asked today, is the DOJ going to get involved? Well, that's the only way you're going to have any action. The president just talking about it in a speech, and if you by chance get the New York Times or the Washington Post to write about it, that doesn't really mean a whole lot if there aren't prosecutions or, you know, the malfeasance hasn't been kind of rooted out. So I'm going to keep an open mind. I'd like to move forward instead of backward, but we'll see what Charles Lipson thinks this afternoon. Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago, can't even talk this afternoon. 97.1 Talk FM Insider. How are you this afternoon, Charles?
I'm doing well, and I'm actually in almost the same position as you, which is kind of embarrassing. You know,
sorry about that. Yeah,
think about it, but that is, if let me say this. I think that the forward-looking element of it is that if you can show in a clear, fact-based way that there was substantial possibility of major cheating that changed outcomes, and the outcomes in this case would be the two Senate races in Georgia, because even if Georgia had flipped, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the presidential election. Although if it was the vote counting machines and those were used in other states, then there would be a bigger problem. But if you can show that there were substantial problems and that there may have been a false outcome as a result, then you have a much stronger case for passing the Save America Act.
Yeah, and I think, look, that's why I'm going to keep an open mind, because I don't know what evidence he's going to bring forward. I don't know what he's going to say. One thing that I think we could both agree on is that it's very, very unlikely he's going to get a fair shake in the media, and that the New York Times and the Washington Post will look at this and assume that it's anything but just, you know, Trump opening his mouth and talking about a stolen election again. So I'll be very curious if there is something concrete, if there are things that lead us down a path that are interesting, will that path be followed? I think the evidence is pretty clear that it hasn't been on the part of the legacy media. Look, I've got people, like I had a guy who's a listener that weighed in this afternoon, Charles, and I talked about this earlier saying, you know, I don't want to relitigate the 2020 election. He said, look, I disagree. I want perp walks, people in jail, heads rolling. We have to illustrate that what went on in 2020 never happens again. I want my pound of flesh. Well, I don't think we know exactly what went on in 2020. And here's what I'd say about Georgia. And I've defended Trump on that phone call because, you know, the left tried to make the phone call in a way where it's Trump saying, hey, I want you to cheat for me, right? Come up with all these votes that aren't there so I can win Georgia. It was actually the opposite. I think that in his mind, Trump felt like he won Georgia and that the votes weren't counted properly. So that's why he was putting, you know, the pressure on the Secretary of State.
I wish he'd said it exactly the way you did.
But you know what I mean, because I understand how people interpreted it differently. But, you know, if you know Trump, you know he's saying, look, the votes are there. They just weren't counted. That's kind of his position. Now, you got to prove that. He's been unable to prove that. We'll see if he proves it tonight.
You're reminding me of that picture that we all see. It's that test. Do you see two wine glasses?
Yeah.
Or do you see a face?
Right.
Or do you see a wine glass in the middle and two faces?
Or the blue dress, you know, thing from the polka dot. I can't remember what it was, but there
exactly,
was that blue dress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our whole country takes
They're
that
like that.
Test and comes.
Yeah.
It is really sad. I think that part of the problem is that there are allegations that there were substantial numbers of so-called paper ballots that had never been folded. And they would have had to be folded if they were mail-in ballots, which is what they were purported to be. And I think what raises questions here is that the state of Georgia hasn't allowed, they fought tenaciously to prevent the federales from coming and looking at the stuff.
Yeah. So, but again, in order to have any kind of, you know, adjudication of something like this, you'd have to have the Justice Department involved with actual charges and prosecutions.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There have to be a serious investigation, indictments, and the rest of it. By the way, you could see how much this touches Georgia by the questioning that Senator Ossoff did to the prospective new attorney general.
Yeah, what was his line of questioning? Because I didn't hear that part. You're talking about Todd Blanche's confirmation hearing from earlier
this
week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ossoff kept saying, who won the presidential election?
Right. He tried to pin him down on that.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
And Blanche kept saying, I'm not relitigating that. And Ossoff, I think what Ossoff really wanted was the answer he got, which is he wanted to skewer Blanche. But I think that the underlying question is, did Ossoff win?
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, let me kind of shift gears here and take you to the topic we've been talking about for 4 months now, and that's the war against Iran. Here's Trump on Fox talking about what he might do next.
I wanted to ask you, Mr. President, about Iran and on Iran. You came to the conclusion that you couldn't negotiate with the IRGC. Does that mean that you might wipe them out like you did ISIS?
Yeah, it does. We will see what's happening. We received a call just as I was coming here that they want to meet. They always want to meet. But, you know, this should have been done by other presidents for many years, for 47 years, but really a lot longer than that, and it wasn't. And I never understood it. Now I do. Because if you're not going to do it the way I'm doing it, you're never going to make a deal with them.
So he talked about how, we're still hitting Iran hard.
They've been depleted. Their weapons are down 91%. The drone capacity is way down. They still have, but not a lot. Their manufacturing capacity is down. Their rocket launchers and their missile launchers are way down. their missiles are way down, you know, down. They're probably depleted by 88, close to 90%. I can tell you they want to make a deal, and you don't have to be a genius to realize when you see what's happening to them every night, and now today we gave them a little daytime shot, too. So this should have been done not by me. This should have been done a long time ago, long before me.
You know, look, I would be in the camp that would say the president should be doing an address tonight about Iran and explaining to the country what's going on and how we're going to finish the job. That clearly I don't think is going to happen. But, you know, that question of, Charles, how we are going to finish the job is still kind of lingering out there. I mean,
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I can't believe that he's still talking about a deal when it should be clear at this point that there's no deal that's coming here. So what are we going to do?
You nailed it. I mean, it's a real serious problem because the group that's in power now, which is effectively the IRGC, the mullahs really don't have the power, and the Kim Jong mullah, you know, the latest one, appears. We don't know how seriously he's been hurt. Nobody's been seen. Nobody has seen him. But whether he's alive or not, he doesn't have the kind of stature within the increasingly small community of people who support the regime. And what we really have now is a military that's running that country. And from their point of view, I think the principal issue is to survive. And I don't know that they can survive with what Trump is doing to them. But I think that the analogy here is if you've got a pebble in your shoe. And that's the problem with getting ships through the strait. You don't have to have a boulder in your shoe. All you have to have is a pebble to make it impossible to walk. And that's what those drones have been able to do. So when Trump is saying we've got 80%, 90%, this and that, that's very important because it may mean that Iran really can't take out Saudi Arabia's oil capacity. But it doesn't mean that Iran can't prevent ships from going through the strait. It's like the pebble in the shoe.
But, Charles, we're in a situation right now where we've renewed the economic blockade of Iran's ports, which, you know, by all accounts have been really successful and really put a lot of economic pressure on. We're renewing the bombing campaign. We've been bombing a lot, but we still seem to be stuck in that same position. And by the way, they're unveiling a billboard in Tehran, which shows President Trump dead in a coffin. So the rhetoric from whoever is in charge or whoever wants to do the messaging is not calming down. The president has, you know, I think exerted more patience than I've ever seen him exert in his life on anything. But he still, if you listen to him, he still seems to think that there's room for diplomacy.
It's hard to know, Mark, whether he actually thinks there's room for diplomacy or whether he's trying to signal the American public that he's trying to do everything short of committing even more forces there. I think the last thing he wants to do is put forces on the ground, because as soon as you have American men and women coming back in coffins, then you've got a real problem.
Charles Lipson is here, our friend from the University of Chicago. He writes at a variety of places. You can also find him at charleslipson.com. I haven't spoken to you since the passing of Lindsey Graham. That was certainly a shocker. You know, I think a lot of us in the media kind of up and down, had an up and down relationship with Lindsey. I didn't know him at all. Never had interviewed him. There were times where I'm like, yeah, you go, Lindsey Graham. Then there were times I'm like, who is this guy? So he did send some mixed messaging. But I mean, there's no doubt that he was staunchly on the side of Israel. He was trying to do something geopolitically with, you know, Ukraine and Russia, and just unusual circumstances. All of a sudden, he's on a phone call one night with President Trump. The next morning, he's passed away.
It's very sad, actually, and it was very touching to read things I hadn't known about him adopting his sister after his parents died.
Incredible.
And, I mean, really an incredible story. He came from a very poor background. This was not a distinguished lineage with lots of money, quite the contrary. He did a lot. I was reminded of South Carolina's great role over a long period of time in supporting the U.S. military, with Mendel Rivers for many years in Congress and getting major shipbuilding done down there. But I think the thing to remind all of us is that the senior senator from South Carolina right now is a black man. The place where the Civil War started is now as its senior most representative, and a very distinguished and competent guy he is, Tim Scott. I just think it's a remarkable thing. I don't mean to pass on quickly from Lindsey Graham. So much has been said, and I agree with what you said about it. But I think we should take a moment, especially as the left spends so much time saying how awful our country is, to think about what a figure like Lindsey Graham means and what his successor as the senior senator from the heart of the Confederacy, now being a black conservative man, what that means.
I think that's very nice that you said that. And I think you're right about that. Charles, always great to hook up with you. Hope all is well. You have a great week and a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.